Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on, man?
And Eric Ramirez.
Hello.
Even though it is admittedly not that warm in New York, but it's still summer. Eric is wearing a jacket indoors and has a blanket wrapped around her.
I think it's a
poncho. Yeah, you're wearing a jacket too.
Okay. Like wow. I said offline, I can't stand any amount of colds. I could be like super, super hot and be okay with it.
I want to give you like gloves.
I would wear them.
That's insane.
All right, we'll knit some mittens for you. That'll take about a week, so we should have them in time for next week's podcast. Well, let's jump right into a release I think all of us are very excited about.
Woo! Iconopop! Yo! Blah, blah, blah.
No. We are going to talk about Iconopop later, as teased on last week's Must Hear Music podcast. I don't know if we're all excited about the new Iconopop.
Oh, very surprising. So,
but what we are excited about is a new release. I think it's, well, anyways, let's get to it. Donny Trumpet and the Social Experiment. It's free on iTunes right now. The album's called Surf. It's famous because it's Trance the Rapper. It's basically like being touted as like, hey, this is Trance's new album, which is not entirely inaccurate. Like, he is part of the group, the Social Experiment, right. But the lead on this is the guy Donny Trumpet, who I've even read interviews with him, and I just really don't know anything. Like, he's from Chicago. That's basically all
pretty
I
much.
Know.
This so almost pretty much like Chance and his friends.
He's guested on a couple high profile hip hop albums as a Trumpet.
He's been on like Wale's album.
Yeah, he's been. That's kind of what he's known for. And unfortunately, I'm blanking on what he's been on. I don't want to admit. Say go. That he's been on something.
I'll
that he's
go
not
to
on.
Google while I'm aware of the Wale collaboration, but let me see what else.
Yeah,
but anyway, so it's basically just like Erica mentioned. It's really this sound of like friends who are extremely musically talented, like goofing around, being very creative in the studio. And unlike a lot of stuff, like you would think, and you know that would happen. Then they toss out a free album. You would think it would feel kind of just like a nice little diversion, but like this is a really, at least in my opinion, like one of the best albums of the year. This is a cohesive project. I have listened to it multiple times. I feel like I'm going to be listening to this months from now. You know, sometimes you get an album and you're like, hey, I really like this. I definitely will not be listening to this start to finish though in 3 months. 100% not the case with this. I'm loving Surf. It's so inventive. This, it has so many different sounds even within the space of one song. So let's We're going to start by talking about Wanna Be Cool, which is Erica's, maybe not her favorite, but it's one of her faves.
It's one of my favorite
And one
songs.
Of the songs she wanted to hone in on.
Yes. I have many. I love this album. There are many songs that I love from it. Wanna Be Cool is one of them. First of all, you have Busta Rhymes saying, "Can I stand on my own too, beloved?" which is amazing. Where else will you hear Busta Rhymes say beloved?
Yep.
And I said this to Joe offline. I really like the way the featured artists sound on the album. They sound like themselves, but they don't sound like they sound on other songs, even their own songs. And I Wanna Be Cool, you know, you have Jeremiah singing, like, throughout the hook or throughout the song. You have Busta Rhymes opening the song, like, very gleefully. And, like, I forget the guy's name at the end of the song. He's from Chicago. He's also...
Kyle.
Kyle, yes.
I think his verse is the best.
And then there's Big Sean also.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the combination of all those artists sounding very... out of their zone but still in their zone, and like all of their verses are kind of amazing, still simple but still have like a message in them. It just sounds great altogether. I love the message itself, because we also know Chance to be kind of like a goofy kid, and he totally plays on that. They all kind of play on them being a little weird. So I just really like the song. I like that we talked about the featured guests kind of, and I think this song, as many songs on the album, just features, like we said, friends, very creative, talented friends, just kind of doing what they want to do, with Donnie Trumpet as like the lead of this entire album. So it's like a good kind of good like peek into the album itself. I could keep going because I'm obsessed with this album, but yes, that is what I think of Wanna Be Cool.
I think there's also one thing I love about this song is, I mean, I like, you know, just novelty is the wrong word, but the uniqueness of a rap song that talks about just coolness as a concept.
Right.
And like, you know, this is something normal people think about a lot. Like, am I cool? Am I not cool? Maybe it's cool to not care about being
cool. You are
cool.
Just for those, to end the drama anyone,
right
now.
Right.
You are cool.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But I know some other people aren't
about
totally
us,
sure
about
if they're cool or not.
I see.
That's just, it's really interesting. And then also just to have a song that is about the theme of cool, and then it starts out with these like a cappella doo-doos that 100% just sound like the interludes on Glee. Like, not the actual Glee singing, but when they would switch scenes, they would have like a chorus just kind of like bopping around and like...
If you say so, man.
Dude, it's totally, totally Glee. And like, that just is... Like, that sums up, like, they have a song about being cool, and yet they're, like, probably knowingly kind of, like, winking to Glee, which is one of the, I mean, I like Glee, but it's one of the uncoolest things on the planet. It's just so great.
Yeah, it's, you know, I read a review of this album on spin.com, and I want to shout out my friend and former roommate, Andrew Unterberger, who wrote it, and it's just an amazing review. And one of the points of the review is that Chance the Rapper is this guy of contradictions, where he's sort of a huge name but doesn't have a debut album out, and he doesn't really want to be in the spotlight at like, especially on this project, yet he collaborates with like Madonna and Justin Bieber. He's just this fascinating character, and you really like, more than I think any other rapper, and I would include Kanye in there, you don't really know what he's going to do next. Like, I just have no idea like what his next project might be. It, like, if anyone saw this being the pseudo follow up to Acid Rap, they would be lying. Like, like this crazy collective jazz hip hop project where he's sort of featured, but it's led by
kind of like a Soulquarians thing.
Yeah, it's just bonkers, and I think that like he's obviously so gifted and has such a bright future, but he may be the first rapper we've seen to really break away from the whole here's a single, here's an album from that single, here's a tour. Like, even Kanye has different eras and they're all very interesting, but he's still in that construct of like, here are singles, they will eventually lead to an album, here's an album, this will lead to a tour. Chance just doesn't exist like that. And like, there are other rappers who don't either, and they rely on mixtapes and stuff like that. But like, this is wild. This, like, I feel like you can't appreciate the album, or you can appreciate the album obviously without just not knowing anything about its backstory. But like, it makes me appreciate it more to know that like, he's being so interesting in the way he's positioning himself as an artist, and isn't like come on, like if Chance the Rapper wanted to cash in and be like, all right, I'm signing with a major label, gonna have a big debut album with a bunch of guest stars, like he could very easily do that and right. make a lot of money, and he's not doing that, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah, on like a smaller scope, he didn't want to do interviews when the album came out. He did not release like the production notes till probably like a week, no, like probably like 4 days later.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without saying, I think he just wanted people to just like appreciate the project itself. I think all of them did. There's like, I believe DJ Booth did like a breakdown of everyone involved on the album. And I believe there's like 35 or 39 artists like involved. And majority of them are literally like unknown artists or like, you know, his friends from Chicago or, you know, and I think that's also kind of amazing where, like you said, there is no path, like written path that he's following, or like, you know, a single and a tour and all that good stuff. But like, speaking of a tour though, like these songs would be like amazing to hear live.
I really hope
so. I wish there's like a small venue tour that like Chance and like the social experiment.
I'm seeing him headline Pitchfork Fest next month, and I'm
Chance the Rapper is actually
my dad,
a great performer.
Yeah,
like amazing performer, like so much energy. So yeah. I can only imagine how it would be to have like see him and like a bunch of his friends just perform
in hometown show. Yeah,
jazz rap songs would be amazing.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Stop showing off.
Jealous. Yeah.
Come, you guys, come.
No,
hang out with my dad's gonna be there. It'll be great.
I mean,
your
thing for like to cover Pitchfork is that like you and your dad go and cover. So,
well,
like,
now it's gonna be me and my dad and Erica Ramirez.
I was actually gonna. I thought you were gonna say like your fiance.
No. Me and my dad and my Must Hear Music cohorts, Joe and Erica. It'll be great.
All right, and that's a great time to segue to let's listen to the song Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. Song is Wanna Be Cool.
I don't wanna be you. I just wanna be me. I don't wanna be cool. I just wanna be me.
Be me.
You don't wanna be cool.
Be cool.
You just wanna be me.
Be.
I don't wanna be cool. 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 I don't like being cool.
I don't want to be cool.
I ain't trying to be cool. What's it like being cool? I just can't stay cool.
All right, that was one of the highlights from Surf, the Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment album. And next up, and I think this is unprecedented in Must Hear Music history. I'm not a historian. I mean, I have done every podcast. I'm pretty sure we haven't done this before. The next song we're going to talk about is from Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment from the album Surf.
I wonder if people are going to stop listening. Like, Jesus.
No, it's such a good, like, it's free. It's free on iTunes. Go down. There's no reason not to if you haven't. And if you don't like it, then I'm sorry I misled you.
Why are you daring our listeners to stop listening?
I dare you. No. So the next song.
It's free. What are you going to do? Stop listening.
Oh, I didn't mean this. I meant this album.
I thought you meant this.
When I said that, I meant people are going to be like, another Donnie Trump. But
the Surf album is free. I'm not daring people to turn this off.
You love music. You're going to love
it. I'm begging you not to turn it off. No. So anyways, the other one I wanted to highlight is Familiar, which features King L and Quavo of Migos fame, Jason's all-time favorite thing in the world. I think this is probably my favorite, and I love so many songs on this, but this is just like, this sums up everything I love about this project. Like, musically, like, it's such a great, weird mishmash. There's like jazzy tropical flutes fluttering in the background. There's this very clean guitar riff that's kind of like hit funk music from the 70s. And then there's a horn section that's almost like, it just sounds like the comical, like, wah, wah, like, cupped horns that you would get on, like, an old variety show or something like that. And so the music is almost, like, you would almost expect this music to be by someone who's intending it kind of satirically. Like, this is, or at the very least, this is not, like, cool music in 2015. None of the things I'm, aside from funk, but even then, like, you know, jazz, tropical flutes, you know, like, Benny Hill horns. Like, these are not cool sounds, yet they add up to a really cohesive song and kind of one of the, like, most lyrically bold ones on the record.
For sure.
Just in that, you know, they're talking about, like, cookie-cutter standards of beauty for women, you know, in the 21st century or really throughout history. It's always been that way. But let's say for now. And what's so bold about it is that they specifically, like, name-check the Kardashians. And, I mean, I know, like, Kardashians have gotten a lot of hate. I think they get way too much. I think it's wrong to kind of put them up as, like, the poster children of everything that's wrong with capitalist America. Like, I think that's a little too easy. But I do think, like, kind of singling out Kris Jenner and the Kardashians is really bold for any rapper to do, considering Kanye is married to them and is married to one of them and is having children. Yeah. He is married to the Klan. Like, and just that someone would have the balls to kind of, like, be like, yeah, I'm going to insult the Kardashian clan and pretty much, especially someone from Chicago, and be like, and I understand that that means I will probably never work with Kanye. Like, that's a ballsy thing to do.
What's, like, the exact line? Do we know the exact line?
Just, it's something to the effect that, like, they're not that special. They look like everyone else.
Right.
I mean, it's not mean. It's just, it is very, like, dismissive.
That's King Louis, right? Is that it's the second feature. Yeah. It's the first feature. King Louis.
But very quickly to interject, we were talking about what Donnie Trumpet has been on. He has toured with Frank Ocean and recorded with Vic Mensa, among other things.
Nice.
That makes sense.
He's been around.
Some good creds there.
Well, Vic Mensa and was it Chance? Vic Mensa used to be in a boys. Group of, I forgot their name. I believe Donnie Trumpet was in that group as well. But they were also, like, all friends. Most of them all played instruments, and I think Vimenso was, like, the lead artist.
Yeah, and he's having a moment as well. When are we going to get Wolves, the studio version of Wolves?
Oh, my gosh. Someone tweeted, how did Kanye make a second child before dropping Wolves? I saw that.
That is a good point.
That is so true.
Come on. And I want to talk about Quavo on this song.
Please do.
As I do all the time. Talk about Quavo. He's just, like... I'm wondering when, like, a Migos member, and it would be Quavo,
okay, these days,
is going to drop a solo project. It's not going to happen before the Migos album comes out later this summer, but it's going to happen. And I think Quavo would be, like, a Quavo album. I can't even imagine.
He's been getting a lot of features recently.
It would just
high profile.
It would be so, like, charming and wacky, and like I would be all over a Quavo album, and he just, his personality just shines through again on this song.
By the way, before you continue, Donnie Trumpet and Vic Mensa used to be like an indie group called Kids These Days.
I forgot about that.
So yes, they split up in like 2013, but okay, continue. About
that's all I got. Quavo,
Migos, love.
Yeah.
When he says, call him Captain America, Quavo. Like, he didn't even, like, put his name within. He just, like, just add my name.
Captain America, Quavo.
Yeah, like, that's that's it.
Great.
No, this song's, like, super fun. I mean, again, I'm obsessed with the album, so I pretty much love every song. But I do like, the message in all these songs and how, like, they pretty much just deliver them. Like, Migos talking about, or Quavo talking about, like, again, like, the body image of a woman. And, like, I think it was King Louis that said something about, like, if your mom says that you're beautiful, she's lying. And then they call her, like, a fine ass. And I'm just like, okay, well, that's awesome. Thanks, guys. But that's a good message, funny too. It's like,
you know, for as much as people should feel
like, if your mom's saying you're beautiful, she's lying. And
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's just, it again shows kind of their characters and they're all kind of just having fun together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a diss song, but in a, like, not mean-spirited way. It's a more like kind of reality check sort of thing. Like, hey, just reminding everyone, not everyone is totally special on Earth.
Pretty much.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
You should know that.
Yeah. But anyways, let's listen to it. So it's Familiar. This is another Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment track.
When we were both cats, our owners were neighbors. How funny is that? What's funnier is yours had eight different cats. The same shade of black, and I'm blind as a bat. Cardboard cut out, sharp teeth, smart mouth. Smile big, small waist, big hips, cut nose. Forgive me, but you...
All right, and that was the last we
and
promised.
Another,
and
Johnny.
Yet, we're going to go through all tracks on this release. No, let's move on to a Jason pick, the long ago, 1 week ago teased new Iconopop song called Emergency.
Yeah, so Iconopop is back after...
did they ever really leave us?
Yeah, that's true. Good for Iconopop. They're opening for One Direction coming up, which is great.
Yeah.
So Iconopop, which is a Scandinavian pop duo, have come back with this single Emergency. And I think the best thing about it is that it doesn't really sound anything like I Love It, their top 10 hit featuring Charlie XCX. It's definitely brassier and much more like show tune-y. In a way that doesn't irk me at all, though. It's definitely like, I think that can be kind of overblown when it's attempted, but they really pull it off. I think that they've done a great job of, if you've listened to the Iconopop album, all of the vocals kind of sound the same, and it's a good album. It's just every song sounds like, in terms of the vocals itself, it sounds like I Love It, where they're just singing, the two girls singing in unison. And this does not sound like that, which I really like. They've switched it up. Is it I Love It? It's definitely not. But I do think that it's good that they're changing themselves up a little bit. I am definitely interested to hear what happens with them moving forward. Like, they're not like one of those groups where it's like, they had that one song and let's move on. Like, their first album is really good. And I like the first taste of their second album.
I feel like it's good, though, that it's different from I Love It. Like, I feel like that easily, at least for me, got, like, quickly annoying because of how poppy it was. And this one is very fun, but I don't think I'd get, like, tired of its, like, as quickly as I did with I Love It, because it's not as, like, I guess redundant.
It's not as, like, intense.
I think it also has to do with, like you said, of them singing in unison that probably makes it.
Just shouting. Like, that song, more than any song in recent memory, that song is just shouting at you.
800, yeah, that is just a shouting song.
So I like that this is like an actual song.
Yeah.
And it also sounds like Charlie XCX because she wrote it. But like you listen to it now and you're like, oh, that's basically just a Charlie XCX song being shouted by two people from Scandinavia.
Yep.
Because it is.
Yeah.
No, I think I totally agree. They made a great choice, like mixing things up and going a way different direction. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of it. Like, it's a little grating.
So when you teased about someone being a hater of the song, it was
I'm not hating. It reminds me of, like, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it reminds me of, like, it sounds kind of like it's going for a 20s, like, jazz era thing, but, like, the Jay-Z Gatsby version of it, which is kind of, like,
shots
a little
fired.
Hokey, you know? It's not, like, which I guess they're hokey. I don't know if it's trying too hard. I just know if it's like...
You don't like their approach.
Maybe it's just a party I don't want to go to. Like, I guess is what I would say. Like,
he's too cool.
If someone wants to do like faux jazz era music, but through like a dance pop lens, I'm kind of like, sure, that's great. But I don't want to hear it. Like, good thinking. Maybe
good
some people
thinking.
Like that.
That's
I'm not one of them.
I don't think I'll be
Get
going
out of
there.
Here.
But it's fine.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Anyways, well, after that really tepid endorsement, but everyone else really likes it. So let's listen to it. Iconopop Emergency. That was the new Iconopop, and let's move on to
Donnie Trumpet.
Just know that next week I'm going to choose another two Donnie Trumpet songs like we did ASAP Rocky.
That's a one time. Yeah, we did do a few ASAPs. Yeah, not in the same podcast, though. We can never talk about him again, unfortunately.
For like at least 3 months.
Let's do an Erica pick. So we've got The Internet. Song is Special Affair. And this is kind of an interesting time to talk about The Internet because Odd Future hasn't done anything for a while, but they've recently confirmed that, you know, Odd Future is done, basically. And The Internet...
They have, like, little, very much cryptic tweets to, like, one another or about the others.
That's true.
Tweets about them not being anymore.
Confirmed
but, like,
is a strong word, but I think the tweets kind of,
I guess it's safe to say that they're all kind of doing their own thing as of late. I
it sounds like it's done to me, you
Jeez.
Know. But,
so, well, yeah.
Like, a read between the lines, it seems done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I they're all doing like pretty great things on their own. I mean, yeah.
I'm okay with it because I was never a big Odd Future fan. So,
but I do wonder, like, because you could tell that Tyler has like grown, I guess, or changed, or is a little bit more mature in how he handles and what he says. So I wonder what an Odd Future album would sound like with like Sid kind of coming into her own and like Earl. Although he seems a little depressed, he also seems like to have his own thing going on. But I don't know.
I almost feel
maybe
like they're
I'm
all
the only
like
one that cares around
too
me.
Mature. Well, maybe mature is the wrong word, but like yeah, they've gone too far into
their
own
aware,
directions.
I guess they're aware of what how they used to be or be perceived as. At least
yeah.
Tyler. I
well,
think
and I, there was I think there was nothing. I'm not like the world's biggest Odd Future fan, but I do like them, and I liked them a lot when they came out. And I think like. Everything
you and Jason should fight. Jason
and this is kind of a, admittedly a boys will be boys explanation, but like everything you can like say against them in their early days, like I do kind of chalk it up to just like these were like young, like rascally creative Ugh. People. Like they did some things they probably said some things they probably shouldn't have done, but like ultimately, like they were young and like very young.
I'm trying to find like the
and
right
I feel
word
like they've moved
just
a little past that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know. Disrespectful? Like, as like, I don't know. But yes, okay. Well, who knows if Odd Future is still Odd Future. But they seem to still love each other.
But enough about Odd Future. So we've microanalyzed.
I sat that one out.
Odd Future.
Yeah,
Jason just cringed through that one.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. So The Internet, which is Sid the Kid, and who's the other one in The Internet? Oh, I should have looked this up ahead of time. Anyway, so it's like the soul like band,
like neo soul type. Yeah.
Yeah, subset of Odd Future, and I saw them live at Paid Dues maybe 3 years ago, and they're a really good live act. And I like, this is an Erica song, but I'm just going to say my bit while she's Googling
please. It. Please, no, continue.
So it's good. Like, I love her voice, the kid. She's, you know, it's kind of like sultry, lovelorn, but empowered. Music is a little P-funky. It's very, like, the bass line is so libidinous. It's good. It's just like, it's
this is now your song.
This is yeah.
Well done.
No, I'm a fan of them and I enjoyed the song.
The other member is Martians.
Oh yeah.
Martians, like yes.
His band name, but there's a total of 6 people in the band. I just like that when Sid first came out, she was like the DJ of Odd Future, and then all of a sudden she's with like the internet and you hear this like voice of hers that was so unexpected. Mm-hmm. Usually because she's just very quiet. I think her voice is like amazing. I still can't believe that that comes out of like a tiny girl as herself that's very, very quiet. But I mean, I think I really like the song. Their last album was a little, maybe a little too chill for me. Like it seemed to blend a little because mm-hmm. of that. And I think
totally,
but just going off of this song, I don't think that that will be the same. I think they might have, it might be a little bit more upbeat. So I'm kind of excited to hear what else they're doing as far as like the instrumentation of it and all that, because I just really like the vibe to this song and the fact that it has a little bit more energy. And of course, like her voice kind of seals the deal for me, but I'm always kind of been a big fan of the internet. And yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have much to add. I
hate Odd Future. I don't hate
Odd Future.
Do you like Sid?
Yeah. I mean, the internet has always been like, it's always been like, mellow hype to me.
What do you
like? In terms of like more like bit players in Odd Future, I guess. I don't have any disdain for them. I just don't know if they're really going to pop off in something I really care about anytime soon. And I feel like this song kind of continues that, where it's like, oh, this is okay. Like, great. And I like the voice. And
it's a very vibey song.
Song, but I feel like it doesn't dazzle me at all. And
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It's not a dazzler.
She's giving me a.
It's fine. I'm dumb. It's okay.
All right.
I think you also have to be like in a mood.
Yeah.
For this, like for the sound of their music. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's good, Erica, that you're wearing multiple layers because it is getting chilly in here. Oh. If you know what I mean.
Can I borrow your blanket?
You guys are ridiculous.
Well, let's listen to it. So, the internet special affair. All right, that was the internet. Next up, let's talk about Florence plus the Machine.
Heyo.
Song is Mother. It is the song that ends their new album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful.
I kind of wish this was a Danzig cover. Mother.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There's a lot of great songs called Mother. Go figure. Like, people like think about moms. Their moms a lot, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Although one of the weaker Spice Girls songs, I have to say, that's never been.
I did not know that there's a Mother song by the Spice
Girls. I think it's called Mama, and it's just, you know, one of, I would, like that I said.
This is the hottest take of the day.
A more forgettable track from their catalog. Yeah. And there aren't that many. They're mostly Stone Cold classics. So let's, crazy, anyways, so yeah, so this is one of my picks. I think I've seen a lot of mixed things about reviews, at least, of the new Florence album. I'm more than happy with it. I thought, if anything, their last one was, and we've talked about this, Jason, like, it's a little too serious.
Yeah.
And I like that this one is a little more energetic, a little more, like, hopeful, and the very least, like, musically eclectic. Like, it doesn't drag on. There's, like, different styles here. And the last song I thought was just really interesting because it's, epic is the wrong word, but it's a longer one, and at the end, the band just kind of, like, garage rocks out, and it's something we haven't, like, really heard from them. I mean, I guess there was one, I can't think of the name of it, but one of the songs on the first album was a bit of a rocker.
Kiss with a Fist?
Yes.
Yeah.
But since then, like, we really haven't heard them kind of, like, balls to the wall too much, and they do that a little bit here, and it sounds awesome, and I can't wait to see it live.
Is that the very end before I... stop listening?
If you only stop listening,
only
then,
because
yes.
I rushed to come into the
it's
podcast.
The best defense ever.
Recording. No, seriously.
I didn't
time,
listen to it, but only
no,
to
this
get
time
here
I,
on time.
No, I like Florence and the Machine, so I didn't really get to the ending, but I wasn't that excited about this song. Mm. I don't like that it's... I don't know. I'm like the one that likes... What's the Dog's Days song? Like, whatever.
Dog Days Are Over. Yeah.
Whatever.
The
I like
the Pray Love theme
like,
song.
I like the... Pretty much. That's... also why I love it. How like cheesy and like fun that song is. I kind of want more of that, but that's my personal preference.
Boom.
I'm excited to see them perform at Governor's Ball, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with Joe. I think that this is definitely a transitional album. I really want to spend time with it this weekend. I haven't had the opportunity to yet. I've only listened to the album straight through twice now.
Failure. Only twice.
But I really like what I hear, and this kind of goes back to when we talked about Ship to Wreck on this podcast, which is that just being more playful. Like I agree with you that the second album was a little bit too like elegant and like drawn out, and it was almost too pretty. And this one, they're like instead of being Fine China, they're smashing Fine China on this album.
I like
You like that one?
I do like that. Yeah,
and that's more exciting to me, and it's more entertaining to listen to. And yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me of Arcade Fire in terms of the second Arcade Fire album was going a little bit of a different direction, but it still had that kind of like chamber music,
right,
rock vibe.
That's a little of that bombast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And Ceremonials from Florence had the same thing. And then like Arcade Fire did with The Suburbs, which was a very like experimental album and still kind of knowing what they're best at, but also pushing it in different directions. I feel like Florence is doing that on this album. I'm surprised the review. I haven't really read that many reviews of this album, but I'm surprised that they're mixed. Like, I feel like this would be their.
There's
big...
some. Oh God, I can't even speak. There have been some good reviews of it. Yeah. I've also seen ones that are just like kind of tepid towards it. Not you know, takedowns, but just not too excited about it.
Before we move on, can I just say I was talking to my friend about this. The album cover for this album is the worst. I've never
you can say that.
Isn't it just her?
It's
face?
It's her, but it's so.
I don't think it's that
like,
bad,
sorry, guys.
Let me see
if I can pull
her,
it up here.
No?
Yeah, it's just a photo of her.
Pull it up, Joe. It's just not good. Like it's just in terms of artwork.
I don't understand.
I guess I can sort of see what you're saying. She has her.
Yeah.
Hand underneath her chin, kind of like she's doing like a toodaloo sort of thing.
Yeah.
It reminds me, I think.
Stop it.
I think she's
not that deep.
Trying to put on like an affectation, kind of like, especially with the like black and white coloring, like a 70s art rocker. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like one of those, like, oh, I was just caught in this pose. Like,
I know.
Like the hand is in an awkward
place.
Exactly.
I
do my Instagram photos. So I'm just caught in that pose.
I don't know. That's the most disappointing part of the album to me is the.
Are
the
ridiculous.
Artwork.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, cover art, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Anyway.
Anyways. So, terrible cover.
It's really
excellent
bad.
Music.
It bothers me. Anyway.
Well, don't buy it on
Do an
vinyl.
Alternate cover, please.
Yeah, Jason's going to make some fan art.
Fan art. Done and done.
Yeah. He's really good with watercolors, so I'm excited to see how that turns out. So, let's listen to it. Florence and the Machine, Mother. It's the final track on their new album, which is great. All right, that was the new Florence and the Machine. And next and last, let's talk about another new great song. We've got Sia doing a cover of Bleachers. The song is Like a River Runs, which is from an EP he just dropped.
Yeah, so this is nothing too deep or too breathtaking, mind-blowing, what have you. But it's just like, so Jack Antonoff is continuing his Bleachers project as his fun bandmate Nate Roos is doing his own thing, and he put out an EP of the previously released song, Bleacher song, Like a River Runs. It has a live version, has a new version, and it also has a cover, or not even a, yeah, I guess it's a cover, but it's like a totally different arrangement of the song by Sia, and it's really beautiful. Like, it's just, it's basically like any kind of Sia power ballad with very sparse instrumentation, but it's just, it's a very gorgeous song, and it's really affecting. And yeah, I mean, it's nothing to, it's not like one of the best songs of the year. It's probably not one of the best Sia songs of mm-hmm. the past few years, but it's just really nice. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right in the sense, mm-hmm. like, if this, you know, you were listening, like, hey, here's a new Sia song, you'd be like, yeah, that's what a Sia song sounds like.
Yeah.
But I think the really interesting thing is that it's not a Sia song. Like, it's a Bleachers song.
Yeah.
And you listen to the Sia one and then go back and listen to the Bleachers song. And it's just kind of incredible. Like, what really it made me think is that, I guess made me realize like how malleable like the songs Jack Antonoff writes are.
Yeah.
Like, because you listen to Strange Desire, the Bleachers record, and it's pretty idiosyncratic. Like, he has not like the best voice technically, and you know, in that the sound is very like a lot of like Jersey like energy
yeah.
and emotion to it, and kind of an 80s throwback sound. So it seems very like of its own, but then when you hear someone else take it on, you're like, oh, this is actually just a really well constructed song that he just kind of happened to put into this 80s throwback vibe or, you know, context.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's something that I've really enjoyed listening to the past few days.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't think I have anything to add other than I love Sia's voice. So wow. Anything that Sia's I came on to like Sia very late in the game.
Yeah.
When she like was on SNL covering her face, like, and I was just like, oh, and then went back and listened to her music and kind of fell in love. But
yeah,
I like really like the sound of the song mostly because, but I guess I gotta go back and like listen to her song.
I feel like, Joe, are you like a fan of Sia's first few albums? Because I actually am not.
I remember when they came out and I remember getting a lot of hype and not liking or disliking. It was kind of like listening and being like, okay, sure, whatever,
like
I guess. I do
like
really regret not going to see her at a small venue on her first album.
Because
she doesn't tour a lot, cool. And that would have been
good. Was this last one her third?
This is, I think, her fourth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think the last one is the one that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I was not like an enormous fan until like the new album, well, new, over a year old. But like that kind of made me stand up and take notice.
Yeah, so C is still killing it.
But yeah, and I think there's a really great thing just, and this is kind of a half insult, half compliment, but
nice.
You finally get to that dirt. I think the song, like the lyrics are a little hokey and I think part of the reason, like there's something just to be said for her, like the rhythm of a wild heart is one of the like refrains of this, which is a very like hard on sleeve to the point of like saccharine line, and it takes a really like talented vocalist to deliver a line like that and make it sound like genuine and like
right.
affecting, and she does that, you know, and like most people would kind of like stumble over something that blatantly emotional.
This is more so a compliment. I think you're fine.
All right. Whew. Okay.
I think you're okay.
I can stop sweating profusely.
but
anyways,
that's a very good point.
Let's take a listen. So it's Sia covering Bleachers, Like a River Runs.
Like a river, when I fall asleep, I can see your face. What I lost in you, I will not replace. And I could run away, I could let them down, but I will.
All right, that was Sia, and did want to get to a shout-out we had from Twitter user BT Dubs.
Whoa.
So he's pointing
nice.
Us to London singer, and I don't know how to pronounce her name, Nao, now N-A-O.
I am not familiar.
Anyways.
Is she amazing? Did
Neo,
you?
Now, yeah, no, she has a really, anyway, so the song he pointed to is Inhale, Exhale. Really great voice. Like, it's this kind of combination, like a very rich voice, but still kind of come hither. And
like me, basically,
like Jason's speaking voice,
like Jason Lipschutz.
And the song is cool. It's kind of like this R&B synthy thing, and it does a little thing that I enjoy, where it's, you know, the singing melody is echoed directly by the synth bass line. So, you know, it's kind of like where instead of complimenting it, it like literally just follows along, like almost like when a kid sings and plays, like they'll play the same note on a piano while singing the same note.
I have to listen to that. That sounds...
And it's kind of cool. It's fun.
Okay.
Also, like, she also has a genuinely great voice. So, okay. Worth checking out. Thank you for the recommendation.
Boom.
I enjoyed the song.
I like it.
And
is that all
do we
got?
Have anything else?
Is that all we got?
All right.
And another Donnie Trumpet song.
Yeah.
Another Donnie Trumpet song.
I like that voice. That was good. All right. Thank you for listening. If you have any recommendations, hit us up on Twitter. In case you weren't aware, Donnie Trumpet has an album with Chance the Rapper, and it's on iTunes for free. Yeah, have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.